Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Happy Thursday. 1 week away from kickoff of the NFL season, which will be here in Kansas City against the Baltimore Ravens. Banners will be shown. Flags will be waved. Planes will be flying. Tears will be rolling.
Will the stadium have plenty of bunting around the side of it? Because that's opening day. You got to get the bunting out for the stadium. Let's go. Who's singing the anthem? Do we know yet? Who's banging the drum?
I don't know. I'm sure that'll all get announced on Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, later in the week. Or not later in the week, I guess. Earlier next week.
Yeah. Want to get into something else. The Chiefs will have another documentary. We'll dive into that here in a little bit. An hour from now, we'll have your Goldilocks. Because, fellas, I don't know if you know this or not, but last year I got really involved in college football. I think a lot of that had to help with working in Kansas and being able to play bets.
Yeah, that helped a lot too, yeah.
Also, there was a team in, I think they play in Boulder, Colorado, that got my attention. That was very fun. Do you believe? Nah, was the quote from Deion Sanders. But first, we dive into the local teams. Missouri plays tonight. Kansas plays tonight. K-State will play Saturday. And then Colorado plays tonight. So we can start with the team that plays in Columbia. They play Murray State.
I like Murray Steaks in Minneapolis. That's a good place.
That's funny. But the thing is that this game tonight in Columbia against Murray State, the first game, it is sold out. Eli Drinkwitz got his wish. Good. They finally sold it out, which is great. If there's anything I know from experience, Columbia, if I was 21 years old, would be the place to be tonight. It's Thirsty Thursday in College Town, USA.
Yes, it is.
It's the first football game.
Best night of the week in college.
You could meet your future wife and have a lot of fun watching your team kick the snot out of a team that you're paying to come play you in your stadium. Because
there's nothing worse than having one of those games though, and that team you're paying beat your ass.
Missouri is a 48-point favorite.
Ooh.
The money line is completely off the table at DraftKings. The over-under in this game is 57.5. I'm just really more excited to see the Luther Burden Brady Cook connection. It was there last year. Cook came back. He's got Theo Weiss on one side, Luther Burden on the other side. And I'm honestly really, really excited to see how great of a player Luther Burden is, because all we've gotten to go off this year is the video game. How he's the best wide receiver in the game.
Right.
He's going to be the number one wide receiver taken in the draft. Probably be a top 10 pick. Easy to say that. Could be a top 5 pick. Maybe if he just absolutely dominates. But I am excited to see the start of the Missouri road that could lead to a college football playoff bracket at the end of the season because of where their roster is, where their head coach has finally gotten this program. Should be a fun time to be a Missouri Tiger fan.
Well, it should be. It should be a fun time to be a local college football fan for every university. I don't know that there's ever been a season where we're going in where all three fan bases have legitimate postseason expectations, right? Maybe last year a little bit with some postseason expectations because Kansas was starting to play some good football right now, but I'm talking about real postseason expectations, right? Like basketball terms, every team should make the tournament and has expectations to make the tournament. I think that's how Kansas fans feel this year. I think K-State fans feel that way, and I think Missouri fans feel that way, that all three of their teams can make it into the tournament this year. And obviously, this is the first year of having that tournament, so it makes college football so much better. Like, college football has gone from a sport that I didn't pay much attention to as a child because I grew up and there were no college teams, and then went to KU, became a college football fan, then all the reshuffling of the conferences. I'm like, all right, I'm out of this. It's just it's ridiculous. I don't like what's going on. And then the NIL came in. Marvin Harrison Jr. came around. Deion Sanders showed up. I'm like, I'm back into college football. And now we got the college football playoff. We've got Colorado back in the Big 12. And like, there's some really good things and fun things happening in college football right now. And all three local teams are going to be really, really good and really fun to watch this year. Like, I am so excited for the start of college football season. I was, like, literally depressed last year when my Buckeyes played Michigan and the game was over. And I'm like, well, that's it? There's no more college games until these bowls? I'm like, nobody plays in the bowl games, right? So I'm excited for college football to be back this year. There's a lot of good games this weekend that I think people are going to be paying attention to. And Deion Sanders in Colorado, which play tonight, as you mentioned, on Big ESPN, they are the perfect villain and the perfect team for what college football needs, because you're either rooting your ass off for Colorado or you're rooting your ass for them to fail, and that's what the sport needs. They finally have themselves a true villain in college football right now.
I think it's interesting. I'll dive into my take on Colorado because that's it. That is the football program that I do root for because I think Deion's great for the sport. I love the role of the heel. I think when he leans into it, he's calling himself like the Big Bad Wolf. He's growing out the gray beard with the sunglasses, the flat bills, and the hoodies, and the way that's.
Has he ever been a heel before, though, Dusty?
I think he was a heel his whole career.
You do?
Yeah, unless
okay.
Unless you were in Dallas or San Francisco or Atlanta. I mean, other than that, it was like he was a heel for his own team.
You think so? Because
he got flown into the World Series privately, and everyone's like, who the hell is this guy getting special treatment?
He had a baseball game or football game earlier that day, right?
And then he did the high step, and you hated to see it. And then he was, you know, showing up in an expensive Mercedes-Benz golf cart. Like, he's always been a heel.
I never looked at him as a heel. I looked at him because I was a kid when he was doing all that kind of stuff. I looked at him like, I want to be like that guy. That guy's awesome, right?
And he was one of those guys that could do something that not everybody could do, right? He was basically one of two players that did what they did, and that was him and Bo Jackson. Like, Bo Jackson's career was shorter, but, I mean, you don't see a lot of guys play both sports now because money's so much more higher in a contract than it would be. They'll just pay you to where you don't go play somewhere else. But, no, I think he's always been a heel. I think he's always kind of been like, I hate that guy because he's so good, but also I hate that guy because he's arrogant. But like, I hate that guy because he's arrogant because he can back it up.
He backed it up, though. Yeah,
and it was just one of those things. Like, I remember what was it? It was.
I don't know, that high step. Like, I'm not a fan of Dallas, San Francisco, or Atlanta, but that high stepping into the end zone after interceptions or punt returns, that was. I mean, that was awesome to watch. I guess maybe because that was my wheelhouse as a child.
Yeah.
Like, and that guy was huge when I was a kid. I love Deion Sanders. I never hated Deion.
Go talk to Kurt Likens for about 5 minutes and bring up Deion Sanders. Let me know if you think he's a heel.
Okay. That's fine. But the other thing about Deion, too, that I think it's so understated, what really set me kind of over the edge, if you will, if that's right, in my love for Deion, was when he was Leon Sandcastle and came here and gave the press conference as Leon Sandcastle, and the rest of the media didn't get the bit and were getting upset with Deion Sanders. And then he said his agent was Rich Blackmon, and I was dying. And he was looking at me, and he knew that, like, I got the bit. And most of the media there was like mad because he was being Leon Sandcastle, not Deion Sanders. And I'm like, I love this guy. And I've loved him on TV. And I love the fact that he's coaching Colorado because he brought me back into football. Now, is he doing everything right out there? It doesn't appear to be from some of the stories that you're seeing. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to take away from my like love, if you will, of watching this guy do his thing.
We move on to KU. They play tonight on ESPN Plus, I believe, at 6 o'clock.
Right.
You've got some good talent over at KU. You got the real deal, Devin Neal, at the running back position. Great running back, came back this year to play one more year in college football. Future third round pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, because Isaiah Pacheco will be getting ready to get paid, and you'll see the Brett Veach process take over. I'm kidding. I don't know. Maybe they do. Who knows? But also, Jalen Daniels, their quarterback, is a quiet Heisman Trophy candidate that you have to keep your eyes on. Now, I know some people are going to say, I'm going to roll my eyes, whatever. But the thing is, he's got the skill set to be that type of Heisman quarterback because he can use his legs. He can throw for yardage. Their offense has been much better since Leipold's taken over. Mm-hmm. So don't think that I'm like talking out of my ass when I say that Jalen Daniels could be a Heisman Trophy candidate, a quiet one, because of what he can do. And I do believe in some places on the internet that I had seen before, there were some talks about who's a sleeper Heisman candidate. His name came up multiple times.
Yeah, he's 18th in odds right now.
18th?
18th plus 3,500.
The last 2 years he was supposed to play, never plays.
Right, well, he got hurt.
And well, there was a lot of question on whether he was hurt or whether he was, you know, holding out for more money or whatever the case may be. Like, you know, like he's got to play a full year before we could even consider him for any sort of awards, right?
Sure, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just think that, like, when you look at his skill, I mean, 35-1 is not that terrible of an odds.
No, it's not. Like, that's what you want in odds. 2-1 odds, that doesn't win you any money.
No, but I'm saying, like, 35-1, sneaky, quiet candidate, KU's offense, KU's team. They'll play in, I believe they will play, is it Sporting Park tonight or Children's Mercy? Children's Mercy Park, right?
I think that was it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's Sporting Park anymore. I think it's Children's Mercy Park.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't. I'm just trying to be honest here. Bad Kansas Cityan for you, but I know they're playing there tonight. They'll play some of their games at Arrowhead.
Yeah, they're playing at Sandstone.
Yeah, they're going to play in Bonner Springs.
Yeah.
Big enough field for it. But no, I'm excited because K-State will play Saturday, so don't want to dive too much into K-State. They play, who do they play? They play, Tennessee Martin.
Alcorn State.
Isn't it Furman or something? No, that's Ole Miss.
No, it's a gentleman's name who they play. Yeah, Tennessee Martin. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, UT Martin.
Tennessee Martin. KU plays Lindenwood tonight. We already had their buddy of the defense coordinators to take the under.
Yeah, take the under.
But KU favored by 46. Mizzou favored by 47.5. Colorado favored by 9.5 against North Dakota State, which North Dakota
State. That's going to be the competitive game. I mean, let's call it what
ESPN it
is. Notre Dame State is pretty good, you know. Yeah, they're a good school.
It's on ESPN because it's Dion. It's on ESPN because it's the best college football game tonight.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right? Yeah. So you got Royals on one TV, and then you're bouncing college football on the other TV.
Correctamundo. Yeah. So when you think about this, Devin Neal from the Texas line needs less than 800 yards to be the all-time leading rusher at KU history. Pretty impressive
that
there.
That is, yeah.
Gale Sayers, look out. Yeah. I don't know if he's
John Riggins, look out. I wonder who is the leading rusher at KU.
My guess would be Gale Sayers.
I would guess John Riggins, but I'm going to guess it's probably neither of those two because those are the names we're thinking of. It's probably you're probably going to look up somebody and you're going to go, oh, yeah, it's that guy.
June Henley.
That's, yep.
Tony Sands and then James Sims.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. There's your leader. So
June Henley was back at the top of your league. Who'd you say was number two? Tony Sands. He was a little bit before my time there at KU. But
June Henley rushed for a total of 38-41 as a KU.
Well, that's back when dudes played 4 years. You know, I wonder what June Henley's doing now. I think he was drafted and was in the NFL maybe for a hot minute.
All-time leading passer is Todd Reesing.
Yeah,
in the glory days of the Kansas Jayhawks and Mizzou football, which will start up again next year. Can't wait for that. But no, KU tonight, Mizzou tonight, Colorado tonight. I know Colorado's not local, but they're a Big 12 team.
Look, it's a national story. Everybody's paying attention to Colorado, right? I think Colorado's one of those teams, Dusty. If you walk into any store wherever you are and you ask five people who the coach of Colorado is, they're going to tell you who the coach of Colorado is, right? They know it's Deion Sanders. That's why Colorado's important because everybody knows him. Every casual fan knows that Deion's out there coaching at Colorado. I bet you right now, and maybe I'm wrong on this, and you guys can weigh in, and Mac, you're more of a college football guy than any of us. I guarantee you more people know who the coach of Colorado is than Alabama.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right?
Oh, absolutely.
You agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Right. Exactly.
But I will say this. What do you think is a better story for tonight with Colorado? They blow out the team in Shedeur Sanders and
signed a Nike deal yesterday.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
And he has a huge game. Like we're talking like 6 total touchdowns, 500 total yards passing, 100 yards rushing. He just has a huge night against North Dakota State. Or they lose. What's the bigger story?
Oh, wow.
I feel like if they lose, it's the obvious. I think it's like, Deion sucks.
Right,
like,
it's the pile-on effect if they lose.
But if
Shador, like if Shador Sanders goes out and balls against Nodak State and does something like that, I think people will say, that's North Dakota State. Let's wait till he gets into, you know, the real games against, you know, the Big 12 or whatever the case.
Well, because this happened last year, right? They started off, I don't know what game it was. They won early on, and then what, they went 3-9 rest of the year?
They started 4-0. Yeah, that TCU game.
And I was like, TCU sucks now. Okay,
TCU
they lost
like
everyone.
14.5 point under, or they were 14.5 point favorites. Yeah, Colorado.
Colorado just blasted them, man. Motorboated them.
Like, oh my gosh, they were in the championship last year. It's like, yeah, it's a whole different team. It doesn't matter. Yeah. For reference, Shador Sanders, we mentioned Jalen Daniels, Kansas quarterback, plus 3,500 to win the Heisman. Shador Sanders, plus 4,000.
So 4-1.
Yep. Or I guess
40-1. 40-1. Oh, 3,500, 4,000. Yeah, 40-1. Yeah. Wow. He's got.
Yeah, he's.
Well, the problem also is that because the problem that he's so low is because the guy that he throws to, he just lost his name.
Travis Hunter.
He's the versatile guy.
Yeah.
And if he's going to throw a bunch of yards, they're probably going to go to Travis Hunter. If he's going to throw touchdowns, they might go to Travis Hunter. So it kind of debunks his. Whereas Travis Hunter is also going to play D-back,
yeah.
And have numbers there. So that, I mean, what's Travis Hunter's odds to be Heisman? Probably like, I'd say probably better than Dan. I bet they're, 10-1?
See, yeah, you should go place a bet on it, brother. 60-1 right now, plus 6,000 for Travis Hunter.
Wow.
So you think if Colorado wins 8 games, gets into a bowl game, Travis Hunter's their best offensive player and their best defense, he's got to be in consideration.
Well, how do you not have a guy that plays both ways, you know, not just in the conversation, but at the top of the conversation?
I would think so.
It's one thing to dominate on offense. But if you're dominating on offense and defense, you're doing more than any other player in the entire sport. You're the Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, this is essentially Desmond Howard is what they're trying to say that he should be or could be because he was the guy that did it last time and played both sides of the field.
From the text line, 913, Colorado has to come to Lincoln in week 2. I can't wait to beat the brakes off of them. You think Nebraska's going to do something special? They haven't been relevant since Bud Ice was a beer.
They have Patrick Mahomes' clone. They've cloned Patrick Mahomes.
I know. Yeah. That kid has given false expectations to the Husker fan. Right?
You'll love to see it.
Nebraska fans are smoking Marlboro Lights and drinking Bud Ice talking about 1995, baby.
They should go back to Bo Pelini.
They never should have got away from Bo Pelini.
He was just he was too roughneck for him, I guess.
Yeah, he was calling out fans and whatnot. You know,
that guy could smoke a cig in a rainstorm, though.
That guy Bo Pelini, man, he didn't fear anybody. I liked him. I thought he was funny.
Mac, I know I'm doing this to you on the fly. Do you know what Avery Johnson's odds are to win the Heisman?
Yes.
25-1.
He's plus 2,500. Right, so
that's
as far
juice
as,
to squeeze it, huh?
A lot of local Heisman odds here. So we got Avery Johnson. Mm-hmm. Then we go Brady Cook, Missouri, plus 3,000. Mm. Jalen Daniels, we mentioned, plus 3,500. And then we've got here, give me a second, Luther Barden out of Missouri.
Burden,
6,500.
My Buckeyes got Akron this weekend, too. I've been watching tape on the Zips.
Charles Woodson, I'm sorry. Not Desmond. Charles Woodson.
And that's it.
My bad.
It's your local Heisman odds.
Yeah, Charles Woodson, he hit the Heisman in the end zone. Got a penalty for it.
I see him doing it, right? That was one of the great moments, you know, even though he plays at Michigan.
Your crosstown rival.
Ugh.
I do want to tie in some.
Nothing good comes out of Michigan.
But that is the college football slate tonight. It's KU at 6, Colorado and Mizzou at 7. Mizzou on SEC Network, Colorado on ESPN, KU is on ESPN Plus, Royals obviously on Bally's and 96.5 The Fan.
Read the top text.
Am I allowed to?
Yes.
Bo peed his pants on the sideline. Nut job.
Yeah.
He's excited.
I think he probably did that because he's football coach, man. I can't take a break. I got to call a play. I'm just going to pee myself.
I mean, the first time I ever did a radio show, I puked.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Just nervous?
Oh, big time.
Yeah. The good thing about Bo Pelini, he's one of my Buckeyes, man. That's an Ohio guy.
My boss told me at the time, John Hansen said, hey, you got the show tonight, 3 hours. Good luck. I said, oh, okay.
What time did he tell you that?
10 a.m.
Oh, okay. So you had some time to prepare.
So I was at the house getting everything ready to go, put my rundown together, came up here, and all of a sudden
it was
like...
How nervous were you?
Oh, extremely.
Who was producing for you?
I believe it was either Chris Unicero or it was... Shoot. It was either Unicero. No, I think it was Serta.
Okay.
I think it was Steven Serta.
So you had
Serta.
Somebody to talk to, yeah.
And I went in there and I literally got up here, cut some audio. Serta showed up at like 5. He's ready to go. And because I think Hughley was out that night. And it was like my first shot. And my boss is like, hey, man, you got the job. You got to do this show tonight. Good luck. And I was like, okay, got up to the studio. It was like 4 o'clock, had everything ready to go, had the rundown, probably way too much detail.
Of course. Like yeah. But it's better to be that way than.
Right.
Yeah,
it was like 6 pages. And all of a sudden it gets to like 5:35. And I see Carrington come out of the studio. I'm like, okay, so that's his last break. And it just like hit me. And I was like, okay, you're all right. You're all right. You're right. And then it was like, nope, I got to go to the bathroom. Ooh. And it just all my lunch. And I remember going to the studio. I remember coming back. And
what'd you eat?
I think I had like a chicken Caesar salad.
That day, so it wasn't great. I mean, like if you had like, you know, like noodles.
No, it was definitely
something.
A Caesar salad because it looked the same. Yeah. And I remember I came back in and Serta's like, you look pale as a ghost, man. And I was like, I'm sick. I just threw up. And he goes, oh, yeah, I always poop before a show. And I'm like, thanks, Serta. Appreciate that. He goes, yeah, I just get a little nervous, you know. Is that a take a poop? It's fine. And then he went outside and banged a dart.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, Serta's a guy. And then our friendship bloomed from then. But there I mean, it's, you know, Bo Pelini, man, that guy was intense.
That guy, he was intense, man. He was intense.
I would take out the trash every time if he asked me to do it.
From the 913, Buckeyes is killing me. Horns up. Texas is the most overrated sports program in the history of sports in the United States of America.
We're back.
I mean, seriously, every year, Texas football believes they're winning some sort of national championship.
Somebody says, didn't Vern come from Eastern Michigan? Or I think it's Central Michigan.
Eastern Michigan. Eastern, I think. Yes, Vern is the one good thing that came from Michigan, okay? So there's not bad things about everything. It's a blanket statement. My bad, Vern counts. He's good.
I watched that sign ceiling doc last night about
On
Michigan. Yeah, very interesting. Totally cheated. Yeah.
I don't know. I've heard mixed reviews. Buddy of mine said if you watch it, they'll be like, yeah, he totally cheated. But then they're like, yeah, he didn't do anything wrong. And
they play both sides.
And then the very end of it, you're like, so nothing.
They leave it up to you, I guess, to determine whether or not they do. He's at Michigan. He had Harbaugh. He cheated.
Oh, I'd love for you to watch it, Bob, because you'd think this guy's a total just jack off. And he is. He's just a total loser.
I'm sure he is.
This guy's a loser,
man. I'm sure he is. But I'll watch it eventually, you know.
No, you'd think Connor's a loser.
I already do without watching it, right? Like, you concocted this scheme and you're stealing the signs. Like, didn't we learn from the Patriots? Like, you're not going to get away with it, man.
From the 913, so Bob is an Ohio State fan. Then he's a Will Howard fan, so he's a K-State fan by proxy.
That's correct. Yeah.
Welcome to the Wildcat family, Bob. E-Maw, baby.
I love that text. Way to go.
Take the day off.
Yeah.
And then we finish up with the same text number, the same guy. He's on fire, 2 out of 2. What do you call a chicken looking at a bowl of lettuce? Chicken sees a salad.
Ah, that's good. That's a good dad joke. You can text in your dad jokes today. Fine.
Whatever you want. Yeah. That's Bob Fesco, Mac Morey as well. I'm Dusty Likens. You are listening to Fesco and Dusty on the other side. We get into why the Chiefs remain to be Hollywood. They're going to give you one big tease right before the game of the year, I would call it, on Thursday night. Next Thursday in September, the Chiefs take on the Ravens. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for sports radio.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
I'll tell you what, the text line just brought up one of the more bizarre stories in college football this year. And from the 816, love me some Bobby Petrino at Arkansas this year. Back as the offensive coordinator where he used to be the head coach and got fired.
Did he show up with the neck brace?
I hope so. Like, that would have been epic if he showed up with the neck brace on.
I wrecked my motorcycle. Who was on the back? Huh?
Yeah.
No, there was a female on the back that wasn't identified as your wife.
Right, yeah.
Oh, so your neck's not really hurt. It's all a ploy.
That's right. Right.
One of the greatest Halloween costumes I've ever seen in college. Some guy showed up with a neck brace, used his girlfriend's mascara and blush on his face, put like some fake cuts, and then wore an Arkansas hat and just said, wore a polo.
God, you guys remember when Jim Wooldridge at K-State was coaching with a neck brace on? Yeah. I think it was Jim Wooldridge. Yeah, it was. Right.
There's not a worse injury thing to wear than a neck brace or like a headgear, which they used to wear for like
braces.
Remember
those things? Yeah, the
headgear. Stop staring at my headgear, Stan. Yeah.
So again, I was listening to the Cleveland broadcast yesterday, and I swear, if I may be hearing it wrong, but I think the announcer for Cleveland, they call him Rosie, I think his name, Jim Rose or something it is. He all week, anytime he talked about Kyle Isbell, he would say, Ka. And I don't know if he was doing
it. Oh,
or if that's it. But like every time he said it, he said, Ka. And I'm like, oh my God, this guy's totally like just subliminally channeling his inner Cartman on the radio. And I love it.
Cheers. Oh, I love that character so much.
What's going on with Deshaun Watson? Did he get another massage or what's
no,
going on there?
He did a contract negotiation. They restructured so they could open up $35 million in cap space, which means now they're going to get Brandon Ayuk. They're going to send Amari Cooper to San Francisco, and Amari Cooper is going to be the happiest man on the planet.
Yeah, so
that's what's going to happen.
You think that's what's going to happen? So what they did, they tacked on another void year, apparently, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And our friend Sean Pendergast down in at 610 in Houston does the morning show down there. Says Cleveland is a year away from looking for 0% balance transfers on the Deshaun contract.
Yep.
I mean, that's where they are right now. Bad contracts, man, they'll kill you. Just like this one, I read to you guys earlier from SpotRack. Mm-hmm. Closing in on his worst statistical season in 6 years, Mets closer Edwin Diaz is owned $66.5 million through the 2042 season, including $26.5 million of deferred payments. Don't pay closers, don't pay running backs. It's really pretty simple. Unless you got Mariano Rivera, paying a closer and paying a running back is ridiculous. The shelf life is just not worth it.
The shelf life for the Kansas City Chiefs is inevitable. It is fantastic. They are going to have a Hallmark thing Christmas movie. We have our own 96.5 The Fan member, and Alex Gold will be in that film. At some point, we'll have to look for him. I will be at his house watching that with his family.
Tammy from the Westons in the movie as well
there
as Christian Okoye.
Our buddy Blair's in the movie, I think, at some point. We'll have to look for those golden locks as well. Speaking of golden locks, we'll have Alex Gold in about 30 minutes to join the show for some golden locks. But also, you're going to get a really fun, I think, documentary called America's Game the night before the biggest game.
They always do this, you know, when you win the Super Bowl, they do a documentary of looking back every year. It's seemingly us.
And you get the chills when you hear the trailers.
Listen, this is probably every team in the National Football League set their goal to win the Super Bowl. I mean, that's the ultimate.
Right here. Energy. Let's go.
There's the biggest pop show on the world, Taylor Swift. Who's she here to see?
I think the secret's out.
You act like it was a distraction. I was like, no, this is just Travis, man.
Second down, launch, wide open! Kelce has the touchdown!
And Jason Kelce up in the suites here in the left corner.
As bad as we trust.
They're bringing pressure against Lamar.
I love that feeling of we gotta have it right now.
Travis Kelce comes up with one of the biggest plays.
Overtime in the Super Bowl, baby, I'm out.
This is what you dream about as a little kid. I think everybody does whenever you want to be a football player.
Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. There is a back-to-back Super Bowl champion.
Those are the challenges you live for this game.
I mean, if that doesn't tighten your shorts on a Thursday at 8:51, I don't know what does, especially that little trumpet sound or those little music sounds in the back. But when I hear that audio, fellas, I forget how many different storylines the Chiefs had last year. Right? The obvious big one was the pop icon Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were dating.
It's kind of become second nature now for us, you know?
Then there's the storyline of nobody can catch a ball. There's a storyline of Patrick Mahomes is starting to pout on the sidelines, and the naysayers like, oh, we always knew that he was this, you know, pouty little blank that when he didn't get his way or didn't go the right way, Patrick Mahomes was whatever. Then there's the, oh, they got to go on the road for the first time in the playoffs and win two games. Did that. And now we get to see this America's game again.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
September 4th, the Wednesday before the Thursday game on the 5th,
where the
Chiefs will host, the Chiefs will host the Ravens. Great time to get jacked up. You can watch the franchise, lead that into the Royals, lead that into Wednesday night when you can watch the Royals during the day. And then you can watch this on Wednesday night. Then you can stay out a little bit too late on Tuesday night. And you can watch the replay of the Super Bowl as well. It'll be on NFL Network.
Are they doing that Thursday. On Tuesday?
Probably.
Okay.
Yep. So you get Tuesday night, you get the replay of the Super Bowl.
Bob
doesn't
rewatch games.
No, I don't. I have no interest in rewatching a game.
I've seen every Super Bowl victory at least three times.
It's not something I like. But
I like
whatever.
To look for things that I didn't see the first time. Like the first time I watched the game, of the replay of last year's Super Bowl, I noticed that Mahomes kind of gave Rashee Rice a little lip on the sidelines. Like, hey, shut the blank up. Trust me, I'll get you the ball. And then in the next couple of drives, Rashee Rice was getting the ball because he was mad. He wasn't getting the ball to Patrick Mahomes. And I didn't notice that because I'm so, jacked up during the Super Bowl.
Do you see where Travis Kelce wanted to fight Andy Reid on the sideline?
Was that when he pumped up the chest?
Did you see that? Like, he went up to Andy Reid and is like, you want to go?
Somebody says, Dusty, can you explain that Cleveland trade again? That seems very one-sided for San Francisco. San Francisco would send Ayuk and probably a trade or a draft pick to Cleveland for Amari Cooper and a couple more draft picks.
But does Brandon Ayuk want to do that, though? Didn't he just say he doesn't want to go to Cleveland?
Does he have a no trade?
I think he's vetoed a lot of these. Like, they have to work out a long-term deal if you're going to make this trade.
Well, then Brandon Ayuk needs to find out what he wants. Does he want money or does he want to stay in San Francisco to win?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know what Brandon Ayuk really wants because they've had multiple trades on the table for Brandon Ayuk. There's been one to Philadelphia. There's been one to New England. There's been one to Pittsburgh. There's been one to Cleveland. Maybe he wants to go to Washington is kind of the rumor out there. I don't know if that's the case. Who the hell would want to go there, right?
I wouldn't.
And so I think there's been opportunity out there. But if you're an organization and you're making this trade for Brandon Ayuk, you have to have a long-term deal done. Right. Otherwise, you end up, holding your own poop like the Jets did with, the guy from Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, right? Like, you've got to figure out a way to have a deal done. If you make a trade for Brandon Ayuk and you don't have a long-term deal, in place, you're an idiot.
You're stupid.
You're a jackass. You're a moron. So you've got to go out there and make sure you have that deal done with Brandon Ayuk. And if Brandon Ayuk isn't going to get into a long-term deal with you and you're trying to trade for him, then you don't make that trade. You can't.
Before the Browns knew that Ayuk didn't want to play there, the initial trade offer, to Dusty's point, was Amari Cooper, a second-round pick and a fifth-round pick, and maybe it just didn't work out because Ayuk didn't want to go there, didn't think he'd get paid. Maybe now that they have the money, they can say, hey, same trade, Niners, what do you think? Ayuk, what do you think? Maybe, but that would be kind of the framework, like you said, Dusty. Cooper, second, and a fifth. That's a lot.
But it has to be with a long-term deal for Brandon Ayuk.
Yes, right.
But Cleveland, I mean, they did pay Deshaun Watson.
That's true.
Watson, so, yes!
They are stupid.
Yeah. They deserve everything they're getting.
Yeah.
When it comes to just absolute sadness and tragedy. That's what Cleveland deserves. I love this text because I can't believe that we are actually here. We've been trying to say that this is what we wanted to do. From the 913, I'm going to make your dreams come true. I'm just ready to bring back the hunt for Blue October. Love me some Chiefs, but damn it, it's playoff baseball time. Not every time is a text line get to be the tease line, but that's what that was going to bring up. Because on the other side, we get back into your Blue October push. Mac Morey, Dusty Liggins, Bob Fesco. This is Fesco and Dusty. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Missouri athletics. 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.